Bartram has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in!
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Kentucky Resilience Lab. This is Natalie, here to provide you an episode themed around two valuable and sometimes difficult life skills, giving and receiving constructive feedback. Yeah, that's right. If you're like me, you hear the word constructive feedback, and it might make you a little bit nervous, because it's challenging to receive feedback, and oftentimes it's even hard to give it. Giving and receiving feedback are important parts in the roles we play in life. As children, students, athletes, coaches, employees, parents, friends, and simply as human beings, constructive feedback helps us and those around us learn and grow, right? Feedback is a part of the journey of life. And a lot of times, the journey of life is challenging, and feedback is one of those challenging things. Sometimes we may feel that someone is insulting us when they give us feedback. And sometimes it may feel like our confidence plummets because of that. Yeah, we've all been there, right? How do I tell the difference between if someone is giving me feedback because they truly care or if because they're just being mean, right? Oftentimes, they probably care, right? And there's a way to reframe the way we view receiving constructive feedback. If we view it as someone caring for us and investing in our growth, then feedback can serve as a source of confidence. For this to be possible, it helps if the person delivering the feedback says it in a helpful and non-offensive way. And that's why it's almost equally important to focus on how we give feedback as well as how we receive it. Because I think the world is a better place when everyone can contribute to both giving and receiving that feedback, because everyone can learn and grow. There are two main types of feedback, often referred to as positive and negative feedback. Positive feedback is the kind we love, right? It's the one we may view as praise and compliments. It's the feedback that informs us of what we're doing well, and that is super important. But it also tends to be the easier one to receive. Negative feedback is actually not as negative as it sounds, or at least it doesn't have to be. It's the feedback that informs people on areas of their performance that they may improve, fix, or change. If it's delivered and received correctly, negative feedback can have positive results. However, sometimes negative feedback is either delivered in a mean way or the receiver interprets it incorrectly. When this happens, negative feedback may have negative results. So, hopefully during today's episode, you may reflect on how you like to give and receive feedback. And I'm also going to provide you a few mental skills that will help with receiving feedback, and then a strategy that can help with giving feedback. So, throughout this episode, I just want you to kind of continuously reflect on times when you received feedback and when you've given feedback. And as I talk, you know, just think about the challenges that occur. Do you like receiving feedback? Is there a specific type of feedback that you like receiving more? If you're like me, you probably absolutely love the positive feedback where people are telling you great job. And the negative feedback is probably a little bit harder. It doesn't mean you don't appreciate it, but it's tough. It's tough. And it takes time. And it really takes some reflection on our own being, and it takes confidence within us to be able to receive that negative feedback in a way that helps us grow and doesn't just feel like it's destroying our confidence. And I also want you to reflect on how you like giving constructive feedback to others. Are you someone who's kind of shies away from giving feedback because you don't want to hurt people's feelings? Or are you all about it? Are you the person that is honest with your friends and your teammates saying, hey, like, I love you, but you need to work on this, you know? Some of us are better at it than others, and that's okay. So what I want to do is I want to help you try and overcome that fear of giving feedback and that fear that you might have of receiving feedback occasionally. And I want to give you some some tips, some skills that can maybe help with receiving feedback. Let's start with receiving feedback. So first, when receiving feedback, reframe that negative feedback as positive, constructive, and helpful. So even Olympians who earn gold, silver, and bronze medals can benefit from receiving feedback as a way to improve their performance. Always having something to improve on makes life more joyful and fun, right? That challenge, we love that challenge. Even if we don't think we do, we love that challenge because that feeling of growing and becoming better and better, it feels great, right? And so if we can interpret that feedback that we get from people as being positive, as a way to help us grow and make this journey more challenging and more joyful, that will help. Because if all feedback was only positive, if we were only told about the stuff that we were doing well, how would we improve? And so if we can accept the fact that we're going to receive constructive feedback in life, if we already know it's coming, we'll be better prepared. And remember to control the controllables. You cannot control when someone gives you feedback, but you can control how you interpret it and respond to it. So even if you don't like what someone said to you, you might be able to use it as a learning tool. Another skill to help, which is kind of similar to reframing the feedback, is to have a process-oriented mindset. Think of every step you take as part of the learning experience and as part of growth along your journey to being the best human you can be. You can use the feedback to develop process-oriented goals and techniques to help you be the best version of yourself on and off the field. And so what I mean by this is if someone says, okay, you're an awesome basketball player, you're doing a lot of things super well, but on defense, you're just looking a little lazy, right? We might hear that and immediately think, oh my gosh, they're calling me lazy. Like, that's kind of mean. Like, how is that helpful? But if we really take a step back and say, okay, what are they really trying to say here? And how can I interpret this in a way that's going to help me along my journey? And what steps can I take? What goals can I make? And what they probably, and if you need clarification, ask them, say, okay, what do you mean I look lazy out there? And, they're probably going to say, that you're lacking a little bit of that energy, that maybe you just look kind of out of it, that you're not fully focused. So then so I need to improve my focus. Like, what steps can I take, right? And there's mental skills that we could talk about to help you improve your focus. The important thing there is to acknowledge, okay, what is this person actually saying that I need to work on? And what goals can I take? And if defense is the thing that I'm struggling with, well, then I know that's what I need to focus on in practice. That's where I need to try to invest the most energy in practice right now, is in my defense. And start making goals to help you. Because the thing is, as hard as it might have been to hear that person tell you that you looked lazy, you are going to feel great once you're able to tell them, hey, I've been working on it. Like, how do I look? And if they're like, wow, like, you look like a whole other player out there, like, full of energy, you're going to feel great and you're going to look back on that experience and realize why that feedback was so helpful. And then finally, strengthening your confidence can help you interpret feedback in a more beneficial way. If you can develop a positive image of yourself and remember your strengths, then when you hear that negative feedback, it won't hurt as much, right? Because you can remind yourself, you know what? They said I'm looking a little lazy on defense, but they also said I look great on offense, right? What are my strengths? I know I'm better at offense. I know I'm a great shooter. And I need to remind myself of that. So when they tell me I need to work on my defense, I'm not interpreting it as you're a terrible basketball player. I'm interpreting it as, you know what, you're doing great on offense, but like, let's make you an even better player, right? And if you can have that confidence and that positive image of your strengths, then when you receive that negative feedback, it's not as hard to take. All right, so again, just to summarize those, these are quick tips. We could go more in depth, but reframe the negative feedback into being positive and constructive and helpful. Realize that it's a part of your journey. Use it to help you develop those process-oriented goals. And remember, strengthen your confidence by building that positive self-image of yourself. What are you good at? And remember that in the times when people are having to tell you what you're not good at. And remember, they're not trying to insult you. They're trying to help you grow and learn. At least they should be. With that being said, when you're the one giving feedback, what can you do? So one thing that a lot of you have probably heard about before is the sandwich method. It's been around for a long time. And there's some criticism on whether or not the sandwich method works. Well, let me tell you why I love it. I love it because as someone who loves that positive feedback feature, this really helps me receive that negative feedback in a good way. So, if you're not already familiar with the sandwich method, what it involves is framing your feedback to others in a way that both helps them improve and provides good constructive encouragement. So it involves three components. The first component is telling the person what they did well in a performance. The second component is suggesting a way that they can improve their performance. And the third component is finishing with another aspect of their performance that they did well. So for example, if I'm using the sandwich method to give constructive feedback to a vocalist's performance, then I may say, I really love the emotion you put into your performance. There were a few pitchy moments that you can improve on for next time, but overall, your tone was beautiful. Okay, so the goal of this feedback would be to highlight the vocalist's strengths while also suggesting an area that the vocalist can improve on for his or her next performance. Because if this is a talented vocalist, the odds are they sounded great, right? They sound way better than the average person singing in the shower. But if there's something to improve on, it's important to let them know that, right? And so, but what I don't want to do is I don't want to, like, only focus on the negative. And so what I love about the sandwich method is it combines the two. It tells them what they're doing well, but it gives them that piece to improve on. And so they come out of it still feeling confident, but still knowing something they can work on. And I think where this gets the critique is sometimes people that receive the sandwich method, they hear those positives and their mind kind of blocks out the negative, right? And that's the hard part. And so you really do have to know the person you're giving the feedback to. Some people just might not, they might need a little bit more direct constructive feedback. But if you know the person and you know, like, hey, I know they're going to listen to my suggestion, they just need a little bit of that confidence boost, you know, and really emphasize that improvement piece of it, right? Say, I really love the emotion you put into your performance. However, there were a few pitchy moments you can improve on for next time. But overall, your tone was beautiful, right? You're kind of putting that emphasis on the improvement piece. But again, you don't want to crush them, right? We're all humans. We all need to feel great about how we're doing in life, even though we still need that improvement on our journey. Awesome. So after listening to this episode, I hope that you can at least use one of the mental skills that we discuss during the next time you receive constructive feedback. So next time someone tells you something you need to improve on, hopefully you'll be able to take a moment and say, okay, what did I learn in that podcast episode, right? Okay, they're trying to help me in my journey. How can I use this feedback to take the necessary steps to achieve my goals and become even better at my performance, right? That would be awesome. And then I also hope that if the sandwich method sounds like something you want to, maybe you already use it, maybe you don't, you know, just consider it. But regardless, if you are the person that's kind of afraid to give people feedback, really try to face that fear, right? Try to see it as a way of, like, I'm helping this person, and if I don't give them that feedback, they might not receive it. And even though it might be hard, they might thank me later on, right? And I might thank myself for giving them. In the same way that when I receive feedback, it might be hard at first, but I'm gonna thank that person later on. You know, I'm just gotta do it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening at the Kentucky Resilience Lab. We are also open to hearing your feedback. We appreciate you listening, and please join us next time for the Kentucky Resilience Lab.